This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy to use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another one. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was and the weekend that's still going on. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. A lot going on in the sports world. In case you didn't know, the Stanley Cup Finals are happening. The Bruins just laid the smackdown on Saturday night, 7-2 in that game. Things were close. They were 1-1. All of a sudden, it's 2-1, and they're all over them in this series. And then, obviously, in the baseball, things are interesting. And I'm excited to talk about hockey and baseball with John Poulter, who's coming up with us in a little bit. And then, obviously, NBA basketball playoffs. The finals are here. Toronto has a 1-0 lead. I'm not surprised, to be quite honest with you. I've got Golden State in six. We'll see what happens for game two, which will happen later on today. Mike, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. Yeah, you're exactly right. From the NHL to the major leagues to the NBA finals. I mean, we got the NBA draft coming up. You know, before we know it, NFL is going to get going with their camps and the whole thing. So, yeah, there's a lot going on, man.
Always a lot going on in the sports world, people. Get at us. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. Like I said, on the other side, our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We're going to talk to him about some hockey and some baseball. So keep it close, everybody. Just getting loose, getting warmed up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Hi, it's Flo. And you know what word I don't get? Shampoo. The first half of the word is sham, and the second part you definitely don't want to see in the shower. That's why I made up a neat word, Flotection. The feeling of security you get when your new house is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. I mean, seriously, shampoo? What part of that makes you want to rub it all over your hair?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
It is popped on and trying to get it back out, and doing so was Krejci, unable to step by DeBrusk, but then Krejci, and then across to Krug with a man breaking. Backus, he scores! David Backus, and it's 3-0.
I think the Blues are arguing that this was a hand pass.
Well, here is Krug doing the same thing. Run into there by Anderson after he passed it along. Given back on now to Johansson. A shot. Save and score! Bobrovsky stopped it. It popped back over the line and in. And Johansson has made it 2-0.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You can tell by the clips, we're going to go talk some hockey, NHL hockey. And to do that with us, as always, our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. John, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. You know, you and I chat, obviously, quite often throughout the week about the games that are happening and what we're seeing. And you know, this Stanley Cup Finals has been somewhat interesting in the sense of two of the three games really haven't been much of a contest. And then you have one game that goes into overtime and the Blues finally get a victory in their stampede or in their ways of the Stanley Cup Finals. And they hadn't had a victory before that one in several opportunities. But the point is that I'm really confused on the series, John, because one game they look fantastic or good enough to get a victory. And in two of the three games, they've looked like a deer in headlights, kind of like my Milwaukee Bucks did against your Toronto Raptors after game two of that series. So explain to me what's going on.
Well, I think it's a number of things, Andy. I think the bottom line here is that Boston is a better team. You look at the depth in that team, top to bottom, and you look at the power play stats. Boston is performing at about a 35% success rate in the postseason. The average over the regular season is usually about 20. In the playoffs this year, I think it's been 19 point something, so let's say 20 to keep the numbers round. So they're performing exceedingly well on the power play. The other thing has been goaltending. Tuukka Rask for Boston has a goal average of about 2.0. The average is close to 3 for the rest of the league. So there's a team that's performing at a rate of better than one goal per game over a 15, 16, 17-game postseason schedule. And while a big piece of the Blues' success is that Jordan Binnington has gotten them there since he started to play really well for them on a regular basis starting in January, he's one of the main reasons that St. Louis is even there. He did not have a good game last night, and he'd probably be the first guy to tell you this. He looked bad on a couple of goals. He was beaten high on the glove side on the second Boston goal, which to me was the backbreaker, even though that questionable goal at the end of the first period to me was also a backbreaker. But he should have had that second one. It was a good shot by the Boston forward, but at the end of the day, an NHL goaltender should not be beaten high on the glove side on a shot that he can see. To me, that was the opening of the floodgates. Then there was the disputed call at the end of the first period, which not only cost the Blues a goal, put them down 3-0 with a few seconds left in the period. Because they challenged it and lost the challenge, they then had to kill a penalty for the first 2 minutes of the second period. Boston, with the great power play we've talked about, scored that goal. It was 4-0, and at that point it was game over, quite frankly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, good morning. No, John, I was just going to say, you know, with these, Stanley Cup finals, what surprised you the most so far? Has anything stood out to you that you weren't really expecting, or has it gone kind of according to plan with what you had in mind?
Well, in terms of the finals itself, Mike, we're just looking at three games, of course. I'm not surprised to see Boston up 2-1. I guess what has surprised me is that two of the three games have been won on the road. If you'd said to me, did I expect Boston to be up 2-1 after three games? My answer probably would have been yes, but I would have thought that would be as a result of Boston winning two games at home and St. Louis winning the game three in their own arena. So I guess I answer that with a little bit of a mixed answer. It's kind of where I thought it would be. What it does do, of course, now is puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the Blues to win game four, tie the series at 2, and ensure that the series does, in fact, come back to St. Louis. If, in some way, shape, or form, Boston plays a great game in Game 4 and or sneaks out a win the way that the Blues snuck out a win in Boston, Boston goes home up 3-1 and probably a pretty good chance that they clinch it in Game 5.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down the NHL playoff Stanley Cup finals. St. Louis Blues and obviously the Boston Bruins going at it. Now the Bruins have that 2-1 edge and looking to have a 3-1 edge on Monday night. What needs to change? I mean, do they keep Binnington out of there now? I mean, what do they do? This is, like you said, this is the guy that kind of got him there. What do you do with his mindset right now? Is he going to be rattled after that, or was that kind of like a blessing in disguise? The guy's getting scored on, he's getting peppered left and right, 5 goals, and then you just got to get him out of there. Was that kind of the philosophy, or where do you think his head is at?
I don't see them going with Jake Allen as a starter in Game 4. As we said earlier, Binnington is the main reason that St. Louis is where they are. They were in last place the first week of January. He came up shortly after that. He played lights out for the rest of the regular season and so far in the playoffs. I don't think you can afford to destroy a guy's confidence by pulling him at this point. And we also have to look at the other side of it, that Jake Allen had not played a competitive game in probably close to 2 months before that period and a half he played last night. I think it sends the wrong message if you pull Binnington now. You're basically saying that he's the reason we lost Game 3. I don't think that's the reason they lost Game 3, and I don't think you can afford to lose the confidence of an up-and-coming goaltender. But having said that, I do think he'll be on a short leash. If he gives up a couple of goals early or a couple of bad goals early, he may well be on his way to the bench again, and we may get a second look at Jake Allen.
Interesting. Mike, go ahead.
No, I was just going to, this doesn't have anything to do with the games, but I'm hearing that, Gary Bettman's kind of war on peace with the CBA, with the league. What do you expect to happen with that collective bargaining agreement with the NHL?
Well, there's been a lot of jockeying back and forth. I don't know the exact date, but both sides have an option to call an early end to the agreement sometime in the next 12 months. There's a couple of issues, I think, that are probably key here, and of course, as we would expect, they all revolve around money. The big one is this escrow situation. The players, under the current CBA, the players are entitled to a certain percentage of hockey-related revenue. There's always been some question about how you exactly do you define hockey-related revenue. And the second thing is the average player doesn't like a percentage of his salary going into escrow, and I don't know the exact number, but I believe it's somewhere close to 20%. I think that's a sticking point with the players, but you have to look at it from a working-class standpoint, from the average fan standpoint, and quite frankly, what's 20% of your salary going into escrow when you're making $4 and $5 million a year? It's not like the average guy that's carrying a lunch pail to work.
Right.
These guys are good. They're talented. They're well looked after. At what point do you need more? So it's going to be about money. And I think the other big issue that's going to crop up here is the fact that the NHL doesn't want the players going to the Olympics right now, especially when those Olympics are in Asia, which the last one and the next one are going to be. So I think that's going to be an issue. The players dearly want to go to the Olympics and show off their talents on the world's best stage. I think those two things are going to be the major issues, Mike, in answer to your question.
Hey, real quickly, John. I'm going to ask you this, and then you can answer it on the other side because I hear the music. The officiating has been a little suspect, to say the least. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit about that before we talk some baseball, and then I want to get your thoughts and your opinions about it, because there's several times when calls were missed. Anyways, we got to take a break. We'll do that. John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. It is another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We talk hockey, we talk baseball with John. And I asked you just before the break, John, real quickly, as we'll wrap up the hockey and then transition into some baseball. The officiating is always a question when it comes to just about every sport. Officials always try not to play a major part or a major role in the outcomes of games. But with that being said, we see more often than not that they do have something to do with the outcome of games. What has been your take on how the officiating has been throughout the whole Stanley Cup playoffs? I'm going to assume you're going to be questioning it, but let me know your thoughts and your opinions about what you've seen with how the officiating has gone.
Well, there's no question that it's been below my expectations, probably below every other fan's expectations, and certainly below the expectations of the players and the coaches that have been participating in the playoffs. We've seen some pretty brutal calls, quite frankly, some of which have even withstood the benefit of instant replay and talking to the guys in New York or Toronto, wherever. I think it's in Toronto, their head office for that kind of stuff is in hockey. I'm disappointed because when you get to a Stanley Cup final or the final in any sport, you would expect your very best officials to be there. You'd expect those officials to be there on merit and not because it's their turn to do the finals. And I looked at that third goal last night several times. First of all, I thought the goal was very questionable. I thought with the opportunity to see that on replay, I saw it on television. I was able to play it back in slow-mo, so you have to believe that the NHL had the benefit of doing that from several different angles. I'm surprised that they didn't overturn that goal. Then to come out with the rationale after the fact and say that they thought that the St. Louis player had actually played the puck forward, I just kind of thought that was covering up for a bad mistake. Instead of standing up and saying, hey, we made the wrong call, I think they tried to gloss it over, and I didn't like that. But we go back further in the playoffs, and a good friend of mine said that in terms of the playoffs this year, it was San Jose 3, the NHL nothing. And he was quite right, because San Jose got the benefit of three very questionable calls to survive in the playoffs as long as they did. To me, they were all obvious issues that should never have even come up for discussion. So, and we've seen officials sent home because of that. How many times in major sports have we seen an official sent home because he did not make the correct call? I've been very disappointed. We all know that hockey's a judgmental game. It's a fast game. It's a stressful game. Sometimes the angles aren't always there for the guys to see it, but there's plays where they're happening right in front of officials and they're letting them go, and I just find that unacceptable when you consider the quality of players and the prices that we're paying to watch these games and pay for tickets. I'm very disappointed.
I'm with you 100%. That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down the NHL playoffs, talking about what he thinks of the officiating, and as you can tell, not very happy with it. But with that being said, let's transition into baseball, and I'm going to go from questionable calls from officials to questionable calls by managers, and most notably, I only really care about the Milwaukee Brewers and what Craig Counsell does. And, you know, the other night, I'm watching the game, and you know, the one run goes, Bub, two run goes, three runs go, and I'm sitting there wondering why he doesn't pull guys, and then boom, three and four and five runs come through, and the lead is too big, and they can't get themselves back into the game. And then, you know, you have games like where they had last night where they're scoring 12 runs and this thing's going to 13 innings, and they're all over the place, I guess is what I'm really trying to say to you. But, you know, we question officials. What about questioning managers and what they do throughout the course of a season, throughout the course of a ball game? I mean, it honestly is mind-boggling, and I'm scratching my head at times, John.
Well, I think I would answer that in one word, Andy, and that one word is analytics. I think while it's always great to know trends, and for 100 years in any sport we've known that if a guy can't hit a knee-high fastball, that's what you throw him. If he can't hit a curveball at the belt, that's what you throw him. If he jumps all over a fastball, that's the last thing you do throw him. But the statistics and the analytics that we have in the game now are, to me, they're playing it more on analytics than they are on gut feel, and the fact that we've got this tremendous imbalance now in terms of rosters. We used to have 25 men on a 30 years ago. We had 25 men on a roster, and 10 of those were pitchers. Now we still have 25 men on a roster, but 12 or 13 of those are pitchers. So, you tend, as a manager, you probably tend to get a little pitching change happy, to use those 13 guys, and you tend to overthink. And I think in the playoffs or the postseason, as baseball likes to call it, in the last few years, we've seen a number of managers overmanage simply because they had all those arms down in the bullpen. And I think in some respects, it's sort of swung it the other way on occasion, where you look at the analytics and you say, I'm going to leave this guy in because the next three hitters are guys that he normally gets out. The next thing you know, somebody hits a two-run homer before you've had a chance to face those three hitters. I didn't see the two games in question that you're mentioning with the Brewers, but I get where you're coming from. I see it in a lot of games. I think managers are now afraid to manage by their gut feel or what they know about their team, which should be a lot given that they've been together since the 1st of March and they're together 6.5 months of the year. I think there's too much referral now to iPads and stat sheets and that kind of stuff. I think the game's changing, and I'm not so sure it's changing in the right direction.
Real quickly, Mike, before you jump in, real quickly, and I just want to say I find that really strange because when you think about Craig Counsell being a former player, you would think that he would use feel more than analytics, but
Exactly. Hey, yeah,
it's just weird. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
No, it's all right. Hey, I was just going to say, you know, with the Yankees pulling ahead by 2.5 games, is it as simple for the Yankees as just getting some of that great talent back on the field? And then talk about those Twins that are 10.5 games up in that Central. The Twins are just doing a magnificent job so far.
Well, in terms of the Yankees, I'm not so sure it's quite that simple, Mike, but certainly you're on the right track in my mind. Here we have a team that's 38-19, a 2.5-game lead over a very good Tampa Bay team, and a 9.5-game lead over the Boston Red Sox. And if somebody had said to us at the start of the season that a week after Memorial Day, the Yankees would be 9.5 games up on the Red Sox, I think probably we would have all looked at each other and said, you know, what did we sprinkle on our cereal this morning? I don't think any of us expected that. Certainly in terms of the Yankees, to get those players back will be good, but we also know that baseball is a game of injuries, it's a game of adjustments, and as luck would have it, usually when you get one guy back, you usually lose another guy. So it all comes down to depth, and we all know that the Yankees have that huge checkbook, so depth is never a problem with the Yankees. They have a problem, they write a check. That seems to have been their solution for the last 25 or 30 years, maybe even longer. Moving to the Twins, they've been a very nice surprise. You know, they have got the big advantage, in my opinion, that Cleveland is a 500 team. The rest of the division is a below 500 team. And, of course, so the way the baseball schedule is made up, you play a majority of your games within your own division. So I think the Twins are benefiting from that somewhat, but they're also benefiting from their offense. I don't know the exact number, but I was looking at an article the other day I think it was Friday, where a respected baseball writer had done the stats, and the Twins were in a position to break their home run record for a season, probably by about 100 home runs. Now, we know that's not going to keep up, but the bottom line is they're getting good pitching and they're getting good hitting. They're scoring a lot of runs, and they're in the benefit of a relatively weak division. So does that look good for them? Yes, it certainly does. They're probably one of the teams that could almost punch their ticket to the postseason now. You know, if you look at the standings, I think they've got 105 games left to play, and to win 90 games, which is usually the benchmark most of us use for playoff participation, they could go three games below 500, 51 and 54, and still win 90 games, and that's probably going to get you into the playoffs, certainly in that weak Central Division. So all the Twins have to do is keep playing what the strength of baseball they've been playing. If they can strengthen their team a little bit between now and the July 31st deadline, that'll just be a nice little bonus. But great job by Rocco Baldelli in his first trip as a major league manager, in my mind.
Yeah, good stuff. That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, joining us here on the program, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey, John, did you have a couple more minutes to spend with us on the other side? Because I hear that music, and I kind of want to talk to you a little bit about the National League. We haven't talked much about it. So do you have a couple more minutes to spend with us?
Yep, no problem at all.
All right, cool. So we'll continue this conversation on the other side, getting into the National League, because I personally think the Central is absolutely the best division in baseball by far. That takes care of Mike Wilson and I, because we both, I'm a Brewer fan, he's a Cubs fan, but it's truly just an amazing division. It can change daily. And every other division in baseball, to be quite honest with you, is relatively boring. So we'll get into that on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
I've recently discovered the powerful health benefits of CBD oil. I have been using New Leaf Natural CBD oil for some time now, and I love it. CBD oil is non-intoxicating, which makes it ideal for people like me. I want the health benefits of cannabinoids, but I don't smoke weed. I never will smoke weed. Mind-altering effects I do not need. CBD is non-toxic, has potent pain-relieving, and is anti-inflammatory with its properties as well. And that's why the brand I trust the most is New Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals is the highest quality CBD oil on the market, 100% organic, highly concentrated, no additives, grown in the U.S. The only ingredient is hemp. It is pure and simple. Go to NewLeafNaturals.com. That's NewLeafNaturals.com. Save 30% and receive free shipping in the U.S. when you use the promo code RICK. That's right, RICK. Go to NewLeafNaturals.com, promo code RICK.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing Vector Vest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. We talk hockey and baseball with John, and we're continuing the conversation about baseball right now. And I kind of want to go back to where I was there just a moment and kind of give you at least my thought on why I'm saying it this way. I think baseball is relatively boring for the most part, okay? And the reason that is because when you look at division races, they're relatively a joke by the All-Star break. And the only division, for the most part, that isn't like that is the National League Central, where you have three or four teams that are going to be battling it out all season long. And my example, and I'll explain how it come about this, is in the East you have the Yankees and the Rays. Other than that, you got everybody who's 9.5 games back. The Rays are 2.5 games back, and I said to you before the season starts, I really like the Yankees. I think it's their year, and all they've done is play really good baseball without a lot of help from a lot of their key guys, and as they get healthier, I don't think it's quite that simple like Mike said, but I do like the Yankees a lot this year, and I just think for some reason they're going to be special. The Twins have a 10.5 game lead over Cleveland. I don't think we would have expected that, but with that being said, that's huge. That's 10.5 games there. They have 11.5 over the White Sox, and then, you know, the rest is history. The other teams are completely out of it at this point. The Astros have an 8.5 game lead over the Rangers, who probably aren't going to really push them at all anyway, and unless Houston goes on a bad spell. Then you look at the National League East. You got the Phillies, who are leading that division by a couple games. You have the Mets, who are 5 games back, and then boom, it's 8 games for the Nationals and 12 games for the Marlins. So I guess that that's relatively close when you look at the way baseball goes. Here's the most interesting division in baseball. It's been this way for many years. The National League Central. Milwaukee has a half game lead over Chicago right now. St. Louis is 3 back and Pirates are 4 back. And then you have the Reds, who are only 5.5 back, and you know, they're under 500. But with that being said, that's the most exciting division in baseball by far. Then you go to the National League West, where you have the Dodgers, who are 9 games ahead of the Rockies, 9.5 again ahead of the Padres, 11 ahead of the Diamondbacks, and 15 or 16 ahead of the Giants at this point. My point is that a lot of these division races are done by All-Star break. As far as how many teams are going to be in the mix, it's really like one or two teams in every division. Am I wrong in saying I think baseball is a little bit boring to a certain degree, John?
Well, certainly the last few years, the division races have been boring. The game is changing so much, and we're seeing such a big differential now between the top teams and the bottom teams. We're also seeing a tremendous number of teams that are going the burn to the ground and rebuild strategy, whereas years ago we used to try and see teams build on the fly. But, you know, back to your original point, that Central Division in the National League is probably what we all like to see, whether we have ties to the teams or not. I find it entertaining to check the standings every morning in that division and just see what one win or one loss the day before has done to the standings. And you look at them week to week, and you know, they can go almost upside down. At the start of the season, we had the Brewers playing really well and the Cardinals playing really well. They were jockeying back and forth, and then both of those teams hit a little bit of a rut. We saw the Cubs come on. The Pirates started strongly. The Reds have kind of been in the mix most of the year. And, you know, here's an odd thing about the Reds, and this just kind of tells you how strong and how competitive that division is. The Reds lead the league in shutouts, and I believe the last number I saw was 19. They're four games under 500. So here's a team that's clearly pitching well, has 19 shutouts to lead Major League Baseball, yet they're in last place in their division. So what does that tell us about the competitiveness of that division? I think it tells us that that's what baseball was meant to be. And not only are these guys competitive, and they've been competitive for a number of years, but for the most part, those teams are all geographically closely positioned. You don't have any situations where there's thousands of miles between teams, such as Tampa Bay and Toronto. There's 2,000 miles between Tampa and Toronto, and there's 2,000 miles between Tampa and Boston, etc. In that National League Central, other than Pittsburgh, everybody is kind of in that little cluster, and Chicago, St. Louis, and Milwaukee would be the three that kind of jump out in terms of being close geographically as well as competitively on the field. I think that adds to the situation. So to your point, yeah, it's a great division to watch, and although I have no skin in the game because I'm a Blue Jays fan, of course, but I don't have the personal interest that that you guys do because you have teams in that division, but I think it's tremendous to look at the standings every day and just see what winning yesterday or losing yesterday did to your position in the standings.
John, you know, you look at that National League East with Philly and Atlanta. Who do you think is going to come out of that? Like, who do you think is the better team?
I think they're so close, Mike. I think what's going to be the deciding factor there is if either or both of those teams elect to strengthen themselves before the trading deadline of July 31st, and if they do that, which team does the best in terms of shopping and spending their allowance. Both could use a little bit of help in a couple of places. I have to think that the Phillies would be more inclined to spend money because we know that they're prepared to put money into it. They've just invested $300 and some million in Bryce Harper Inc. So at that point, you have to think that the Phillies are kind of saying, we've got a good team, we're all in, we've made a number of moves. I think the Braves might be a little bit more patient in terms of going out and spending big money, although I have heard that they're interested in a reunion with Craig Kimbrel, but clearly, you know, he's been out so long. Even if he signs tomorrow after the draft pick compensation piece disappears, which is the most likely time for him to sign, he's going to need to rehab in the minors for a couple of weeks. So we may be looking at you know, the 20th to the 25th of June before he actually throws a pitch in the major leagues, even if he signs the first day that he can. So I would have to think that the Braves have a better, younger team. They're more likely to be more patient in terms of rebuilding. I think the Phillies probably feel that their time is now more so than the Braves do. But again, it's going to depend on who goes out and shops and who does the best job of shopping when they do go out and spend their money.
Speaking of time is now, John, the Los Angeles Dodgers right now with the best record in all of Major League Baseball, They've been kind of knocking on this door for several years now. You know, they just continue to get to the World Series, and then they continue to kind of falter once they get there. But I kind of think we're on a collision course for the Yankees and the Dodgers, and I think that you know, historically that's going to be very interesting. But what can hold the Dodgers back? Is it pretty much themselves? I mean, I feel like they have a very complete team.
I think they have an extremely complete team, and there's no question that Bellinger is putting on a tremendous show. And, you know, we've talked a lot about Christian Yelich and what a great season he's having as he defends his MVP title. But with all due respect to Yelich and the Brewers and to your thoughts, I got to tell you that right now I think Bellinger is putting up better numbers and he's doing more things for the Dodgers than Yelich is doing for the Brewers. And that's not to slight Yelich in any way, shape, or form. I think Bellinger's just having a tremendous season. He's hitting well. He's hitting for average. He's hitting for power. He's playing great defense. He's running the bases well. He's got to stay healthy. But I got to agree with you that the Dodgers, if anybody can beat the Dodgers, it's probably the Dodgers. For some reason or other, they seem to come up a little bit short at the end of every year. And if they could keep Kershaw healthy for the whole year, including the postseason, that to me would go a tremendous length of putting them back in the picture. Big contributing factor. They seem to have been without Kershaw for big pieces of each of the last three or four seasons, either in the regular season or in the postseason, and it has hurt them. If they could keep him healthy, he may be the deciding factor there.
Yeah, pretty interesting. And then just so you can help Mike and I here, who's going to wind up taking the Central? Is it the Cubs? Is it the Brewers? Or is it St. Louis? I mean, and I don't want to say that Pittsburgh can't do it or that Cincinnati won't win either, but I really think it's a three-team race. And ultimately, obviously, I'm pulling for the Brew Crew, but who do you think gets out of the Central?
I think a lot of that is going to be the same situation as it is with Philadelphia and Atlanta. I agree with you that Pittsburgh and Cincinnati are probably the weaker sisters in that division. I won't use the word weak. I will say weaker.
I
think Milwaukee, Chicago, and St. Louis, all capable of going on a run where they win 12 out of 15, all capable of going on a bit of a nosedive where they lose 6 out of 15. I think that, too, is going to depend on who decides to do some shopping between now and July 31st. And for those teams that do the shopping, how well they do that shopping. Do you go for do you trade prospects for guys that are going to help you win now and are purely rentals, or do you try and trade for guys that still have term on their contracts so that you're not throwing away the future for one season? Some big decisions to be made in those respective front offices. The team that's really puzzling me in that division right now is the Cardinals. When we talked at the beginning of the year, I thought on paper the Cardinals were probably the best team in that division, specifically after they picked up Paul Goldschmidt. I thought that was a tremendous pickup. He's been a little disappointing early in the season. That's not unusual for him. I expect him to start to go on a tear pretty quickly. I still think the Cardinals are going to be involved in that much more so than they are now. I would never be surprised if we went down to the last 10 or 14 days of the season with those teams less than two games apart. And I haven't looked at the schedule, but I know the way that the baseball schedule is drawn up, there's a pretty good chance that two out of those three teams are going to be playing each other over the last couple of weeks. So yep, that may be the pennant race out of the six that we're looking for.
John, you know, has the Machado trade or pickup by the Padres worked out? Because it just seems like I'm not hearing anything about Machado. Obviously, the Padres, you know, they're 9.5 games back. They're a couple games above 500. But has Machado had the impact that you thought he would?
No, he hasn't. And you know, I thought he was one of the building blocks in San Diego. I thought it was a rather strange signing because I didn't think that even though San Diego has probably the best rated farm system in Major League Baseball, so they're probably a year or 2 years away from putting their best ball club on the field. I just kind of thought that Machado was not the final piece to that puzzle. I thought he was a building block, but I kind of wondered why they would want to go out and spend that kind of money on. And from my standpoint, it looked to me like it was a guy that was looking for the most money. He wasn't necessarily looking to go to a specific team. I think it was all about dollars with him. I don't know whether that's the fact, but that's just the way I look at it from 3,000 miles away and not connected with the club in any way, shape, or form. I think he's been a disappointment, but I have to be honest, being on the West Coast, I don't see too many of their games. I just look at highlights, and of course, when you look at highlights, you look at the good things.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, John, appreciate your time as always. A little extra time and great stuff, to be quite honest with you. So we'll catch up next week, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully another great week and three more great NBA games to talk about next week, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, we got to get your analysis on the Raptors, too. I forgot about that. So we will definitely do that. Have a great day, John. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This one driven to center field. Asiarte going back, and that ball's going to be gone. Home run for Manny Machado, straight away center field. One swing of the bat ties the game with his fifth home run. Manny Machado makes it 1-1 in Atlanta.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Final time here. Hour number one has absolutely flown by, Mike Wilson. And, you know, we did talk a lot of NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. So that will definitely mean that hour number two is going to be heavily into the NBA basketball, where we've got to talk about the finals and Kawhi Leonard and obviously the Toronto Raptors being there for the first time and making the most of it, at least in game one. Game two is a little bit later today, so we'll have a little bit better idea of what could happen in this series after game two. But got to be impressed with the run that they're on right now, Mike.
No, you absolutely do. And you know what? Kawhi is just playing out of his mind. He is leading that team, and everybody else is coming with him. So it's been fun to watch with Kawhi, and I think everybody expected this out of Kawhi for the last few years, but he's showing it now, and that's the important thing.
You know, it's interesting. The guy is just so calm, cool, collected, whether it's on the basketball floor, whether it's in a press conference. I really think that Kawhi Leonard – would be a really interesting guy to get to know. I mean, he's like the man of mystery. Don't you agree? Like, he's so mysterious, but yet at the same time, just very, very, the guy's amazing. I mean, just an unbelievable talent out there on the floor, man.
No, exactly. And I would love to see him in Boston Green. I don't think that's going to happen, but no, I think right now he's probably the best two-way player we got out in the NBA.
No, he is fantastic. Really fun to watch the way that the Toronto Raptors have been playing, and they're putting their mark so far. At least game one of the NBA Finals went to them, and game two, They're going to be favored again, have a great chance, I think, to win this series, to be honest with you. So we'll get into it. Hour number one's in the books. That means hour number two's on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
In Switzerland, on the second leg after Germany of a four-nation tour of Europe, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is both trying to calm nerves and stress that the U.S. will defend itself while raising pressure on Iran with economic sanctions. On the topic of China, Pompeo urged Switzerland to be cautious over the security implications of its trading with Chinese companies.
The United States welcomes China's participation in the global economy as long as it plays by the rules. But we encourage our Swiss friends and partners to recognize that the security risks associated with many of China's economic activities.
Meanwhile, China's defense minister is commenting on the U.S.-China trade war through a translator. He says they'll follow the U.S. lead.
As for the recent trade friction started by the U.S., if the U.S. wants to talk, we will keep the door open. If they want to fight, we will fight to the end.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Following the mass shooting in Virginia, politicians are speaking out about possible solutions to gun violence. On CNN's State of the Union, Senator Cory Booker, a Democratic candidate for president, had this to say.
We know that everything from licensing, like that Connecticut did, dropped gun violence in their state by 40%, suicides by 15%. We know that there are communities like Oakland that did things by treating gun violence like a public health problem, and by investing in communities, empowering them, they were able to lower gun violence.
President Donald Trump issued tweets today calling Mexico an abuser of the United States, exporting illegal immigrants and drugs to the U.S. for decades. He warns that if Mexico doesn't do more to stop the invasion of the southern border, his newly imposed tariffs on goods would force companies based in Mexico to be brought back to the U.S. An out-of-control cruise ship slams into a tourist boat at a dock in Venice, Italy. The operator says the vessel experienced a technical issue while heading towards the terminal for mooring. At least four people were injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The issue of statehood for Washington, D.C. is back again. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
For the first time in 26 years, the House will hold a hearing on statehood for the nation's capital. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton made the announcement via tweet, saying the July 24th hearing is what she termed a monumental step forward for equality and self-government for D.C. Norton has introduced D.C.'s statehood bill several times, most recently in January, when the bill had a record-high 205 co-sponsors. Republicans have consistently opposed making the nation's capital the 51st state. D.C. is home to a high percentage of registered Democrats.
Residents in North Little Rock, Arkansas, are being evacuated from their homes due to expected flooding from a broken levee. Resident Kiswana Phillips says they don't want to take any chances.
We've been packing for the last few days, so today...
after they put the actual evacuation letter out, we just decided to get the U-Haul.
The Arkansas River finally dropped below 40 feet at the Fort Smith Van Buren gauge this morning, dropping at a pace of a half inch per hour. The pace may quicken the next few days. The region is being plagued by a number of floods in Illinois. Residents near rivers were told to prepare for potential evacuations. A mandatory evacuation order was issued to residents in Howard County, Missouri, along the Missouri River, and the flooding has been worrisome for Midwestern farmers as shipping along the Mississippi River has been halted and they're left with soggy fields and crops. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy to use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, and maybe even good evening to people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, hour number two. That means hour number one in the books. I'll tell you what, great stuff coming this hour. We'll be talking a lot of NBA Finals. We'll have Brian Snow, the Snowman in the Morning, joining us here in about 10, 12 minutes to talk a little bit about that. Obviously, we can talk NHL playoffs, Stanley Cup Finals. We can talk Major League Baseball. We can talk tennis as the French Open is going on. We'll talk just about anything you want here on the program. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion, for me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, good morning, my friend. Back for another hour, brother. I can't wait to talk a lot about the NBA Finals with you here and a lot about Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and obviously Draymond Green. Will Durant be back sometime in this series? A lot to get into, brother.
There is a lot to get into, and let's not forget that the logo, Jerry West, is going to get the Medal of Freedom from the president. So, you know, that's a big honor for anybody, regardless of who's in the Oval Office, and Jerry West certainly deserves that kind of recognition.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. Just a real ambassador to the game of basketball, and obviously he's made his mark in the game himself and made his mark as a general manager and everything else too. So anyways, gotta take a quick pause for the cause. We're gonna do that. Like I said, on the other side, Brian Snow, the Snowman in the Morning, is gonna join us. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Attention. This important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy.
Three-pointer, Curry. That's his fourth three-pointer of the game. Running the floor, Siakam back to Leonard, and gets the roll. Siakam drives hard, well defended, and he still banks it home. He's got 20.
What he does is makes life so much easier for everybody in a blue and gold uniform.
Bad pass from Curry, Siakam with the finish down the other end. He's got 10 points in the quarter. Timeout, Golden State.
We have a lot of bodies, you know, we got guys that are just willing to move and play defense, and you know, we use it to our advantage, you know. And I think, you know, we're doing a pretty decent job. There's some possession there, we made some mistakes, but you know, for the most part, we play solid.
Siakam flips it up and banks it home. He's got 30.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Pascal Siakam, the Toronto Raptors, playing fantastic basketball at this point, up 1-0 in the NBA Finals against the Golden State Warriors. Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And we're going to be joined right now, Mike. This is your first time talking to Brian Snow of obviously, Snowman in the Morning. You can catch him on Arena Sportsnet all over the place. You can check him out there. But the Snowman in the Morning joining us here on the program now. Snowman, Dorfman, Mike Wilson, how you doing, brother?
I am doing well, brother. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure talking to you. You and I spoke on your show the other day, and, you know, we talked about Game 1. Obviously, we talked a little bit about the NBA Finals, and I said to you, I won't be shocked, I won't be surprised if Toronto wins Game 1. I actually told you
Absolutely.
They're going to win Game 1. I said they'll win Game 1, But I expect adjustments to be made by the Golden State Warriors. We know that they've been there five times in a row, looking to make history in their own way, four out of the last five. This is an amazing basketball team. So with that being said, Pascal Siakam, a guy who's never been to the NBA Finals before, goes in there, lights him up. He's the best player on the floor. Kawhi Leonard struggled a little bit, let's be honest, didn't play fantastic. Kyle Lowry does what he does. He's the heart and soul of that team. Marc Gasol played fantastic. They got everything they needed, to be quite honest with you. But again, with that being said, the Golden State Warriors, they've been here before. They've done it before. They know how to make adjustments. I expect a much better game out of them in game two. What are some of the adjustments you think they have to make, Snowman?
Well, here's a switch with Toronto having the length that they have, with Siakam having a breakout game. Serge Ibaka, even though he kind of disappeared in the middle of game one, of course, Kawhi Leonard, a.k.a. the Claw. The Warriors have a little trick up their sleeve, and his name is Andre Iguodala, cleared for game two. I wouldn't be surprised if they have Iguodala chasing all of their bigs, because Iguodala can defend all over the floor, as well as Draymond Green. So as much as often as the Raptors sent a posse every time Stephen Curry had the ball in the second half, which led to less shots, I wouldn't be surprised if Steve Kerr took a page out of that book and took a page out of Phil Jackson's book, a.k.a. Unleashing the Dobermans, and did this and do the same thing tonight.
Snowman, Mike Wilson here. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Mike. It's an honor.
No problem. You know, with the Raptors, do they just have to do what they did in game one, or what kind of adjustments do you see the Raptors trying to make?
Well, the Raptors are going to have to chase Stephen Curry all over the floor for 48 minutes. They did a great job of pressuring him, and anyone who's followed the Warriors, as I have for the past five seasons, I followed them since 2007 and also when Stephen Curry was drafted, he's the straw that stirs the drink. But at the same time, you got to look at different parts of the Warriors' game. And as you mentioned, Dorf, adjustments will be made tonight. And one of the adjustments that the Raptors have to make in counter is to chase Stephen Curry all over the floor, and they have to chase Draymond Green off the ball, because Draymond Green has terrific playmaking ability with the ball in his hand.
No, he does. Excellent point. That's the voice of Brian Snow, Snowman in the Morning. You can catch him out on Arena Sportsnet all over the world. You know, Snowman, let's talk a little bit about this. You mentioned Andre Iguodala. The other day, obviously, he came up a little bit limp after that play, and he is cleared, like you said, but if he is not 100%, how does that affect him? Because we know he gets his hands in there. He makes all kinds of big steals and big times in the game. He gets you that important rebound. He'll get you that key assist. He just makes the right play. But if he's not 100%, how much does that affect him and his decision-making?
Defensive rotations will be effective if Iguodala is not at 100%. That being said, on the flip side of that coin, even if he's not 100%, he'll still be in a position to make that key play. Now, if he's not 100%, I expect Toronto to make an adjustment on the fly and have him running all over the place and chasing everybody. If he's at full strength, he'll do it with no problem. But the defensive rotation for Golden State will be affected if Iguodala is not at 100%. On the opposite side of that, however, Steve Kerr can make a couple of adjustments and have Draymond Green be the leader of that defense and chase everybody all over, and then have Iguodala on one of the three main bigs and keep him out of the game.
Snowman, the Warriors win the championship because the Raptors win the championship because?
The Raptors win the championship because of their length. They have something that the Warriors have not faced in the NBA World Championship Series before, and that is size. Siakam, Ibaka, to a point, Leonard, Marc Gasol busted out. Size is going to be the biggest reason, and the Warriors not being at 100% is going to be another of the biggest reasons that the Raptors will win the title. On the opposite side of that coin, the Warriors win the championship because of experience. They've been there before. They played part of the finals a couple years ago without Iguodala. They don't have the deep bench, as a lot of people have said. I tend to think otherwise. Strength in numbers and experience will be the reasons why the Warriors win the title.
A lot of good points. Again, that's the voice of Brian Snow, Snowman in the Morning. You can catch him on Arena Sportsnet. Hey, let's dissect this even a little bit more. So we haven't talked anything about Kevin Durant. Boogie comes back, right? And mm-hmm. I actually think, again, man, I said this before when he went down. I said this to Mike. I said, you know what? It's actually probably a blessing in disguise because he struggles playing the pick and roll. And, you know, defensively, I think they're a little bit worse with Boogie on the floor. Yes, he's going to give him some offense. Obviously, we all know that. But at the end of the day, man, defense is really important. I think that's why Toronto will be in every single game. They play defense like nobody else. And, you know, you mentioned Absolutely. The length and the size. I think that's why either Toronto or Milwaukee would have been a tough matchup for Golden State. They both have length. They both have size. They both have guys that their wingspans are much greater than their actual height. So with that being said, they're missing Kevin Durant. They're missing that scoring punch that he has, that guy that can get you a bucket when you need it. And ultimately, I think that's what Toronto has in a guy like Kawhi Leonard. And quite frankly, his supporting cast has been really, really good ever since game two of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Bucks, where they have now rattled off five straight games, man. I almost feel like my prediction is Golden State winning in six, but truth be told, I see a scenario where Toronto wins this thing, and ultimately, man, they're good enough that they really are a good basketball team. So where does Kevin Durant fit in? How do they get him back into this series, or is he not going to play this series at all?
The Warriors have to steal tonight's game. They have to steal game two in Toronto, and here's the key to the game. They have to run, as if we haven't heard this before. The Warriors have to run. They got to spread the floor. And a quick point from game one, as well as Toronto played and as in a fog as Golden State was, that should have been a 20-point blowout. Instead, they only won by nine, and they held the Warriors to 109 points. Great concept, right? But at the same time, if the Warriors are able to get out and run, if they're able to spread the floor and get everybody involved, Toronto has some problems. As much as the length has been a great thing, has been a plus for Toronto, if the Warriors get out and run, their length can also become a detriment.
See, here's what I'm questioning, because I felt like the Milwaukee Bucks had that same advantage, but they just couldn't do it against this Toronto Raptor team. Hey, Snowman, do you have a few more minutes? Can we bring you back and continue talking this with you?
Yeah, I got a few minutes.
All right, cool. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side. We got to take a quick pause of the cause, but we're going to continue with Brian Snow, the Snowman in the Morning. You can catch him on Arena Sportsnet. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more.
Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It's been truly amazing. Siakam gets the Kawhi Leonard type bounce. Here comes Siakam. Sidestep. Layup is good. Wow, what a quarter for Siakam. Leonard lets it fly for three. Lowry nearly trips. Throws it ahead. Siakam running the floor, and he lays it in. 28 points for Pascal Siakam. And Toronto up by seven.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Durant doubled. Finds the open. Livingston behind the back. Bounce pass to McKinney with a right hand.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, hanging out with you here, as always, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We are joined by Brian Snow, Snowman in the Morning. You can catch him on Arena Sports Net all over the world. And, you know, speaking of that, all over the world, Toronto in their first NBA Finals, they have, like, a whole nation behind them. To be quite honest with you, it's almost like a soccer atmosphere when I think about Toronto and their Raptor fans and how passionate they are. They brought back a bunch of guys. You know, you got Jalen Rose going crazy about things. And, you know, it's really cool to see. And on the other side, we have Golden State, who, you know, what they've been able to accomplish over the past 5 years is beyond remarkable, especially in this day and age with free agency and everything else that goes along with it. But Snowman, speak a little bit about how special this is for the Toronto Raptors and their fan base and how they basically have a nation behind them, man.
It is a nation behind them. I absolutely love it. I love the atmosphere, especially when you think of the psyche of the Toronto Raptors. And here's what I mean. For a couple years in a row, they were regarded as a paper champion. They would get eliminated before they would get to the finals. And then they solved Milwaukee and got to the World Championship Series, and everybody has come out to support the Raptors. I absolutely love it. I love having an entire – the fact that the Raptors, I beg your pardon, have an entire nation behind them. They're going to ride the emotion with every play. And if you think about it in a way, it applies to both teams. And what I mean is Golden State came out of nowhere in 2014, 2015, because all eyes were on the Los Angeles Clippers. And then game six happened of the Western Conference semifinals. So you have the Raptors being there, getting their baptism in the NBA World Championship Series. And I'm going to say, as a fan, I hope they continue to appear in the finals and keep their team together, even given today's NBA. But the atmosphere is off the charts. Never mind the player introductions. Never mind who gets involved in what. Just the sheer atmosphere brings a little old school vintage back to me.
Let me ask you a couple questions here, Snowman. One is, all in the end, you know, this is going to touch on free agency coming up in a few weeks. is it really going to matter if the Toronto Raptors win the title or not? I mean, is Kawhi out of there in your opinion? And then just discuss the whole, this whole Drake thing that happens between Drake and all, you know, that whole joke of a thing. But, you know, is Kawhi out of there regardless?
I got to be honest, I don't see him leaving. Now that he's reached the pinnacle with another team, I didn't think he'd leave San Antonio, but there were so many mitigating circumstances in that situation. But with him basically uniting a nation and bringing them together, I don't think he leaves. As far as Drake goes, I got nothing to say because I don't pay attention to his histrionics. For me, it's all about basketball. It's all about the World Championship Series.
I'm with you, man. And, you know, I kind of agree with Snowman about Kawhi. I mean, look, I had a feeling if they lost to Milwaukee, he was gone, okay? I had a little bit of feeling if they get to the finals or beyond, like if they win it, how does this dude leave? Like, I mean, seriously, how do you leave after doing what he did in Toronto this year? And quite frankly, you've got to give their brass a lot of freaking credit, man. You know, yes. they suffered a lot from their fan base about getting rid of DeMar DeRozan. But at the end of the day, dude, Kawhi Leonard is like the new Michael Jordan. And this was I was bragging all year long about Brooke Lopez being the best free agent signing or whatever. But You know what? That was the biggest score out of any, getting Kawhi Leonard in the Toronto Raptor uniform, man. That was special. That really was. And what he's done has been remarkable. I'm with you, Snowman. I don't see a scenario where how is it possible for him to leave?
The two biggest free agents on the market will be, I'll give you three. Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, and Klay Thompson. And I will solve all this free agency mess with one question. Win or lose on either side, how do they leave? It's the month of June, and they're still playing. Both have teams that can run their respective conferences for years to come. The Warriors have already done it. Now it's Toronto's turn to seize the opportunity to control the East. I've said on my show, and Dorf, you've heard me, I don't see Kevin Durant nor Klay Thompson going anywhere, especially with the culture that they've established in Golden State, the fact that they have a brand new arena coming. Toronto can borrow from that blueprint, keep Kawhi, keep putting good pieces around him, and compete for a championship every June. I don't see them leaving.
I'm with you on Klay. I mean, I agree. I actually think Klay's already a done deal. Behind closed doors, I think that Klay's already a done deal. He's already signed. They're just waiting for the right time to bring that out. But Durant, he's a different animal, man. I mean, that's weird. Hey, real quickly, we're kind of, now that we're down this road, what do you think about the noise in Houston with, like, everybody being up for grabs? First and foremost, it doesn't really make a lot of sense because those are some big contracts that you'd be taking on. But realistically, it's hard to move a James Harden. It's hard to move a Chris Paul. So what the hell is Houston doing?
I got two words for Houston. They're stuck. They're stuck financially and they're stuck mentally. Because last year should have been the year that the Warriors should have been put away. The Rockets led 3-2, going back to California, led by 17 in game 6, and then Durant woke up, and then Steph woke up, and then Klay Thompson went nuts in the fourth quarter. That was Houston's season. Not game 7, but game 6. Why the hell are they saying everybody's up for grabs when they know they're not going to move Chris Paul because of that albatross contract? They're not going to move James Harden because of that albatross contract. I can almost guarantee you Clint Capella's the hell out of there. Clint's like, I don't want to go through this again. I don't want to see Golden State again and then make a fool out of me. And the past two seasons, they have made a fool out of them with less players. Shouldn't that frighten you right there if you're Houston? Golden State, down Durant, down Cousins, to a point down Andre Iguodala. And then Steph Curry in game 6 has a second half for the ages.
Yeah. Good stuff. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to ask, talk about what your thoughts are on the whole cluster, you know, what that's happening with the Los Angeles Lakers. Like, what should be their mindset going forward in the summertime, like all that kind of stuff.
Do we have enough time for all that?
Probably not.
Probably not.
But real quickly, what do you think?
I'm a George Carlin fan, and the word cluster, you know what, kept popping in my mind. Magic Johnson should shoulder the blame for a lot that's happened, for not being there on days when he needed to be there to give 100% of his ability. And a friend of mine and I talked about this on my show. But Rob Pelinka should shoulder some of the blame, too. And I'm going to say something that's really going to get to Laker fans. Jeannie Buss deserves a lot of the blame, too, for not stepping in.
I'm with you. I'm with you, man. That Laker disaster is kind of a joke, man. It's a circus. It really is at this point. And
disaster,
you know what?
Is being nice about it, okay?
Yeah, but anytime you bring LeBron James into something, I'm sorry, but that's going to bring drama with it as well. And ultimately, I think that this move, I said this before, I said this is going to be the start of LeBron's demise. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to remember his failures in L.A. versus all the success that he had in Cleveland, man.
Here's the point. Everyone in Laker Nation wants to point out the fact that the Lakers blew out Golden State on Christmas Day. It's now June 2nd. Who's still playing?
Golden State Warriors.
I rest
my case. Hey, do you miss LeBron being in the playoffs? Yes or no?
Do I miss LeBron being in the playoffs? I will answer that as eloquently as I can. Hell no.
Hey, you know, but we got so used to it, right? Like, we got so used to seeing LeBron every single year in the playoffs. This year he's not in it. It's kind of putting the limelight on other people.
It's the most wonderful thing ever.
Hey, man, I love it, Snowman. Hey, we got to take a break. Really appreciate your time. We're going to have to make this somewhat of a regular thing, if you don't mind.
You got it, and I love it, and I got to have you back on my show too, Dorf. I love it.
All right, man. Snowman in the morning. You can check out Brian Snow on Arena Sportsnet anywhere in the world, man. Good stuff. Obviously very opinionated, and he knows his stuff. So keep it close, everybody. We'll be back to wrap up a really good show in the next segment. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Durant for three. It's good. Kevin Durant from downtown. And Golden State takes the lead. Shot clock at five. Kevin Durant way outside, delivers! Kevin Durant from downtown, it's a six-point game.
This is Dorf on Sports.
A magic trick.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words. Buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
I've recently discovered the powerful health benefits of CBD oil. I have been using New Leaf Natural CBD oil for some time now, and I love it. CBD oil is non-intoxicating, which makes it ideal for people like me. I want the health benefits of cannabinoids, but I don't smoke weed. I never will smoke weed. Mind-altering effects I do not need. CBD is non-toxic, has potent pain-relieving, and is anti-inflammatory with its properties as well, and that's why the brand I trust the most is New Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals is the highest quality CBD oil on the market, 100% organic, highly concentrated, no additives, grown in the U.S. The only ingredient is hemp, It is pure and simple. Go to newleafnaturals.com. That's NUleafNaturals.com. Save 30% and receive free shipping in the U.S. when you use the promo code Rick. That's right, Rick. Go to NUleafNaturals.com. Promo code Rick.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Backing in on Ananobi. James with 10 to shoot. The fadeaway for the tie. Yes! LeBron James knocks it down.
To facilitate some of the offense.
Cleveland won the season series against Toronto with a record of 2-1. LeBron James, explosive.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
LeBron James coming to the studio.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Just got done with the snowman in the morning, Brian Snow, who you can check out on Arena Sportsnet all over the world. You can check him out on his Facebook page, too. Just look up Brian Snow, and then you'll be able to kind of follow him and check him out everywhere. Good conversation, by the way, with Brian, Mike. You know, you brought up some really interesting things, like, you know, the disaster that's going on in L.A. You brought up Drake a little bit. Why are some of these things that happen in the sports world even interesting, like remotely interesting to us at all? Like, why does Drake think he has an impact on what happens? Seriously, like, you see him arguing with Draymond, you see him arguing with Steph. What does the NBA need to do? Like, should they step in here, or do you find this acceptable? Yes or no?
I don't find it acceptable. And, you know, I get that Drake's a big name and people like to say, well, he's an ambassador for the team. Well, you know what? He needs to know his place, and to go, and I realize it was his own team's coach. You know, he goes behind it during the Milwaukee series and like rubs his shoulders and stuff. Even if I was the coach of Toronto, I'd be like, get back to your seat. And people are like, well, Jack Nicholson and all those LA fans and Spike Lee would do this. Yeah, from time to time, but you never saw Jack like get up and rub someone, the coach's shoulders. You never saw anything like that out of Spike. Plus Spike sat on the opposite side of Madison Square Garden. So it's, I don't know. He's taken a little focus off the Toronto Raptors, and that's really where the focus should be. And then when you talk about the Los Angeles Lakers, I mean, look, they're one of the biggest pro franchises, in all of sports. And so to see them, just in the mire of just down in the dirt, stuff is happening, drama here, you know, who's he said here. You just never really are used to it with the Lakers. And when it happens, I think it is for a lot of people interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, and we always like seeing the car crash. We love right. it. That's kind of like what we're all made of for some reason or other. Right. We like seeing the car crash, but we also like seeing the engine being rebuilt too. So we know that the Lakers will be back sooner or later, but I don't necessarily think they get it done while LeBron is there. And I think that to a certain degree will wind up being a failure. Speaking of failure, and I don't think that this is failure. I think this is actually success. And Kyle Lowry has been, you know, around with the Toronto Raptors for 7 years or something like that. And he's a pretty good player. You know, he's had his ups and downs like everybody, but He's kind of like the heart and soul of the Toronto Raptors. You know, and we talked about Kawhi. How does he leave after what they've been able to accomplish? And, you know, Kyle Lowry has struggled throughout the playoffs, but for some reason this year, in this postseason, he seems to be making his mark a little bit. And I think it has a little to do with maturity. I think it has a little to do with being there before. And, you know, this guy's playing with injuries. He's not making up excuses. There's one thing that I don't like about him. It does seem like he's one of the biggest complainers in the NBA, if you will. Like, almost every single call this guy's complaining about. But with that being said, he gets in the way on defense. He gets in there. He steps in for those charges a lot. And he ultimately is the heart and soul of the Toronto Raptors. So what can you say about Kyle Lowry and his journey throughout the NBA and how special it would be for him to bring a championship to Toronto?
Well, I mean, you took all the points to talk about there, Dorf, in terms of Lowry. I mean, I absolutely agree with you with Lowry. I think, you know, since he's been there, since, you know, he's come into the league, he is the face of the franchise, but he was more than willing to turn over the keys to the kingdom to Kawhi, and he's never got to play with a guy like Kawhi. You can say what you want about DeMar DeRozan, and DeMar DeRozan is a great player in his own right, but he's not Kawhi Leonard. And I think, you know, all the publicity and all the accolades that Kawhi gets, it makes it easier for Lowry just to be him and just to fit in and to choose his spots and also to be the leader of the team. In a way, it's kind of like what Wade did with LeBron. He kind of turned the keys of a franchise over to LeBron when they're both in Miami. And I think Lowry's kind of done much of the same thing up in Toronto once Kawhi got there.
You know, and you brought up the relationship with Kawhi. And Masai Ujiri, who is their general manager for the Toronto Raptors, I don't think that these two guys have had the greatest relationship throughout their time together. But with that being said, I think that Kyle Lowry understood that, you know what, this guy has to make some tough decisions. You know, think about what he did after last season. He fires the coach of the year in Dwayne Casey, right? He gets rid of DeMar DeRozan, who's loved by the fans, and then Masai Ujiri and Kyle Lowry really didn't speak much. And throughout their time together, their relationship has kind of been something like this, where when asked by reporters, Kyle Lowry, that is, hey, so what's your relationship with Masai Ujiri? And he'll say, well, he's the general manager and I'm a player. And I think that people took that and misconstrued that the relationship wasn't that great. I mean, at the end of the day, man, Kyle Lowry is right on point. He's a player. That guy's his general manager. And you know what? That guy gets paid to make really tough decisions. But you know what, Mike? He made the right decisions when everything was said and done. Getting rid of DeMar DeRozan, getting rid of Dwayne Casey, and bringing in a first-year coach who, I'll be honest with you, I didn't have a lot of respect for him. But over the past couple series, this guy's been fantastic. He's out-coached Bud. He out-coached Steve Kerr in game one. And you know what? There's something that's really, really good about these Toronto Raptors, and they have a legitimate shot at winning the championship. And here's something that honestly makes zero sense to me whatsoever, so maybe you can help me, because I'll be honest, I think I know a lot about what the numbers say and how to read lines and things along those lines. The Raptors are the underdog in this series. However, Mike, they're going to have potentially four games in their building where they're going to be the favorite. So explain to me how in the world the Raptors are the underdogs in this series.
Well, I think to me it's pretty easy. They're playing Golden State, and Golden State is the tried and true. They've been to what? They're going for their fifth title. They've been through every situation you can possibly think of in a playoff situation and final situation. So I get why Golden State is the favorite. They've done it. They've been there. They've won it. You know, all that kind of stuff. And Toronto.
But
I will say I agree with you in terms of Toronto having an absolute legit shot at becoming the champion. And having that home court advantage in that building, that's as good for a few extra buckets during a game as you're ever going to get.
But with the fact that they're going to be the favorites in potentially 4 out of 7 games, but yet the public sees Golden State as the favorite and a heavy favorite, Mike. So basically what I'm saying to you is that, you know, we talk about analytics and all that nonsense. Well, right. You know what? That's analytics. And in my head, I'm actually saying, well, you know what? This is either a huge sucker bet where people should be taking the Toronto Raptors, and the Golden State Warriors have the public fooled because, like you said, they're the Golden State Warriors, man. They've been here before. They've seen it all. But yet they're going to be underdogs in 4 out of 7 basketball games, potentially. I honestly think that, you know what? The public is being fooled in one way or another, whether it's the Golden State Warriors are just flat out that much better, or the Toronto Raptors should have been the favorites in this series.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with feeling that way. And I totally understand it. Do you see this series going 7?
I wish I could answer that question. I wish I had a crystal ball, but I will tell you this. If Toronto doesn't get game 2, then I see a very good scenario where I'll be correct and the Warriors win this thing in 6. Because I think it's going to be really difficult for Toronto to go to Oracle and win. There's just the same way it's really difficult for the Golden State Warriors to go to Toronto and win. I mean, look, they're closing Oracle down this year. I really think that they want to win, and they want to win in their building, Mike. So I think that the perfect scenario is Golden State in 6 for the Warriors and their fans. And then obviously I think being a basketball fan, the perfect scenario for a basketball fan and a person that just appreciates basketball is Toronto in 7, because I wasn't talking to you, but I was talking to Scott during the break. Quite frankly, the playoffs have really sucked. You know, we had the four overtime game between Portland and Denver. We had the 2 overtime game between Milwaukee and Toronto. But other than that, I really don't think there were all that many memorable games throughout the playoffs. So I want 7. I don't know what you want, but I want 7.
No, I always want 7. You know, put me up with those NBA execs. They don't want to lose any more. You know, they don't want to lose money and stuff off of the series. So they wanted to go 7. But I, from being a fan standpoint and not really having a dog in the hunt here, yeah, I want 7. I want to see guys diving on the floor. I want to see clutch baskets. And, you know, I just want some excitement. And you're exactly right. There hasn't been those NBA moments that we usually get during the playoff runs.
All right, so what could create that is Kevin Durant coming back in either game 3 or game 4, and it would be, you know, like really cool if for some reason his team is down 0-2 and then he winds up being the difference in the series and making his mark on the postseason, because quite frankly, he was playing great up until he got injured. And now it's been the Stephen Curry show ever since he's went down, you know, and he and Klay Thompson, 55 points between them, 54 between the rest of their teammates. They really could use Kevin Durant to come back. I'm sorry, but if Kevin Durant comes back, I think that it becomes advantage Golden State.
No, I do. But that's right now, you know, I kind of waver back and forth a little bit on whether he comes back, because I think, you know, I think the calf injury is a little worse than we were led on to be. And you know, just the way he plays, that's going to take a while to get back from a calf injury, because all the cutting, running, jumping, you know, you do with your calves, man. I mean, that even if he's ready to go, you could tear that really easy off the jump. So
yeah, I've torn my calf before, and I'll tell you what, it's a brutal injury because every time you think you can take that step, you really can't take that step. So I totally right. understand what you're saying, and I know what you're saying to be all that very true. So yeah, gonna be tough, but you know what, he's a professional and he's been out for quite a while, so if he's ready, he'll be out there on the floor. I know we gotta take a break. We're gonna do that. We're gonna come back and wrap things up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
Yeah.
Less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. The show has absolutely cruised by. One of the fastest shows that I think I've ever done with you, Mike Wilson. And we got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for joining us in hour number one. Talk some NHL hockey and some Major League Baseball with him. And then the snowman, Brian Snow from Arena Sportsnet, where you can catch him anywhere in the world. Thank him for hour number two. Obviously, he joined us and we talked some NBA basketball, playoffs, finals for the most part. And then we kind of went into some other areas as well. But Mike, as always, it's that time of the show, parting shot time. You're up, my friend.
just parting shot time is simply this: those Toronto fans have to bring it today, so they get their team up 2-0. They've been showing it all season, all during their playoff run. But that crowd has to go just absolutely bat crazy tonight for those Raptors to go up 2-0.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be a really good basketball game. I really expect Golden State to make the adjustments and play a much better game defensively. They were not closing out on guys. They just struggled, man, to be quite honest with you. They really struggled. So we'll see how they respond. Their back's up against the wall a little bit. I don't think they've ever lost game one. So we'll see how they respond in their run. But my parting shot is to those guys that are playing at the French Open, great tennis, great stuff. I think we're on a collision course for another Nadal victory there, and the guy's just a master on the clay. So just sit back and enjoy it, people. But for Mike Wilson, for Scott, for John Poulter, for the snowman Brian Snow, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey!
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.